of the game, it was going to be a big one? I mean, were you a huge part of the game plan and the planning?
You know, it's always difficult throughout the course of a week to tell how games are going to go, how things are going to play out. You get an idea of what coverages you may see, but throughout the course of games, things change. I just knew it was important for us to come out here today and have a good showing. We wanted the end of the year on a positive note. You know, most people may say the game was meaningless, but anytime you go out there and step on the field, you know, you're putting yourself on tape and the whole world's watching, and as soon as you get between those lines, there's no meaningless games.
How big was it that you not only broke the career touchdown record, but also the reception records in the same game?
I knew it was something within reach. You know, like I said, you never really know how a game's going to go, but we kind of got things rolling on offense early, and like I said, it was important for us to come out and play well today, and me catching the ball just happened to be a part of that. That's what we had to do to win the game.
Does this become the benchmark for you in seasons ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke before the season about expectations in kind of my first 5 years, and that I'm nowhere near my expectations in terms of production. And, you know, for me, a lot of things go into why this year was more productive than others. But, you know, this is a standard that I'm setting and, you know, something I'll have to work all offseason to top next year.
How much does it mean to you also knowing that you fought through injuries? You know, I mean, a couple of times you're thinking you didn't even know how you'd be when you came back.
Yeah, I mean, it's throughout the course of your career, you play this game long enough, you're going to go through some adversity. You know, us as a team, we did it this year. We had to go through adversity. There's always ups and downs. So you play this game, it's 100% likely you're going to get hurt at some point. So for me, it was always about, you know, getting with Shugs and this training staff, which I feel is the best in the league, to get back to the player that I was before the surgeries. And now 2 years in a row playing all 16 games, it's just something to build on again this offseason.
What kind of teammate is Chad Greenland?
He's one of the best. You know, Chad's a guy. Not only is he being a great teammate to me, he's a close friend of mine. And he's a guy who took me under his wing when I got here as a rookie, 21 years old, coming in on a lockout year, no off season, and, you know, was able to get up here early and work out with Chad at Edina High School. And, you know, he's a guy who, ultimate role model, a guy that I've looked up to all 6 years I've been here. And, you know, if when I'm all said and done, my career is half of what he's done, it'll be success in my eyes.
When you look back on the season, how were you justifying your mind, a 5-0 start, and then after the bye, pretty much a collapse?
There is no justifying it. It'll be one that's, you know, when we look back on this season, it's going to be one that we look back on missed opportunities, you know, not winning some close games there in the middle of the year. Detroit twice, Dallas, you know, opportunities where this team has shown in past we win those close games, and, you know, we'll have to deal with that this offseason. But I also think there's a lot of positive things for us to take out of this offseason. You know, dealing with adversity, battling through, sticking together, and persevering in the end is things that will help this young team in the future.
You ever been through a season with so many odd things happening? I mean, the 5-0 start, the collapse, your coach having to have the surgery, the runway last week.
No, I have not. Not even close.
Then you throw in your twins, right?
So to see Sam break that milestone.
It was huge. You know, I spoke a little bit of it after the game about, you know, Sam got here 6 days before our first game, and for him to come out and have the season he had this year, you know, it speaks of his work ethic and the way that he prepared himself each and every week.
Kyle, you throw him personally. You also had twins. I mean, you know, you have a great personal year, and it's just, when do you decompress? How long does that take?
You know, we'll go in tomorrow and we'll kind of recap on the year and, you know, have our exit meetings, but 2016 personally will be hard to top. Getting married, having twin girls, there's a lot of positives, but, you know, all those blessings will just make 2017 that much more fun. Yeah, you bet.
I know you guys don't like to focus on the personal stats and stuff, but, you know, was it kind of cool for you and Sam to both reach personal milestones together today and have such a big game?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, both of the things that I was able to achieve today wouldn't be possible without Sam and, you know, the 10 other guys that we're out there with. So, you know, they're great team things. You know, our accolades may be personal and may be personal statistics, but without the other 10 guys, without that coaching staff putting together a plan that involves me, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do.